Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome to the second hour of Up North News for this Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Luke Mathers, and joined now by State Assembly Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay, who's running for re-election this fall after first being elected in 2020. Representative, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
Yeah, and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly a little later on in this hour. But Representative Shelton, tell folks a little bit about yourself, because you are still a relatively new state lawmaker, but you're one who is certainly making your mark and helping out your colleagues around the state. So let's learn a little bit more about you.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, you know, I'm a mom. I've got an 11 and a 14-year-old. I'm a teacher by trade. I taught K-12 and higher education. And I come up through community organizing and advocacy. In 2016, after the Trump election, started organizing here with a local group called Black Lives United and doing some work with Women's March Wisconsin. So my journey through politics is certainly newer. I was always a voter and someone who cared about politics, but I wanted to get more involved and wanted to sort of raise the voices of my community members that I felt like were being ignored. So I was appointed and then ran for a seat on the Green Bay School Board in 2019. And then in 2020, I decided to primary the former representative to the 90th, who was a Democrat. I beat him in the primary and then went on to the general. So I'm just finishing up my first term in the state assembly, representing, generally speaking, the east and west sides of the city of Green Bay. I care so much about so many issues in the communities that we serve. But right now, what people are talking about is, you know, rising costs, public education, reproductive justice and abortion rights, safe communities and schools. These are really bread and butter issues. And it's just an honor to be able to serve the people of my district every day.
I'm going to put this in a way that probably puts the ball on a big old tee for you, but it has to be asked. You have an 11 and a 14-year-old at home. And in our last hour, we talked to one of your colleagues, Sarah Rodriguez, also a working mom. I've talked to, of course, to Kristen Lyerly at length, and I've served in the legislature with a number of working moms. And so this is no knock that, you know, any working parent can also go into politics, but there are a lot of working moms and more all the time. Why is it that you try to shoehorn one more thing into an already busy life?
Look, I think Sarah says this a lot, and I'm going to repeat what she said, which is, if you want to get something done, you give it to a mom. And I think moms are uniquely positioned. We know what it takes. We're gritty. We can multitask. And we are passionate about building a future that not only works for our families, but for other families and for our kids. And, you know, I want to be a part of the solutions, part of the solution to creating a Wisconsin that works for the many rather than the few. My kids go to school every day and they are aware of the many issues. They're concerned about their safety. They're concerned about their fellow students. That, you know, we have 1,000 students in the Green Bay School District that on any given day are experiencing homelessness. So the issues are real and our kids see that. And I want them to know that I'm going to fight for their future. And I think they're proud of me. You know, maybe my 14-year-old isn't, she's a little bit, you know, unsure right now about politics, but I want them to know that they can get involved when they feel passionate about issues.
I remember that discussion. My daughters were 14 and 16 at the time, or 13 and 15. And I was pleasantly surprised at how they, it's like they already knew me. They already knew, you know, that some of us just care, have to do a little bit more. Have yours taken as well as mine did to the notion of throwing parade candy or otherwise participating in American democracy?
You know, in terms of parades, Pat, it's really funny. Green Bay is not a big parade community. I have, in fact, never walked in a parade. So they don't know about throwing candy. But, you know, we try to talk to them about, you know, organizing and talking to their friends and getting out and talking about key issues. My daughter, she's 14. You know, she cares deeply about choice and reproductive care. My son is very interested in, you know, people having enough money to cover the basics. And again, I just want them to build up the muscle to be able to talk about these different issues, because our kids are aware of it and they need to be talking about it too, whether it's in their home or in their friendship circles.
Let me give you an idea of what it's like when a working mom is in one of these parades. My very first one was in Little Boyd, Wisconsin, along Highway 29. I was nervous. My wife was even more nervous, but she had a convertible and she volunteered to drive it. And the kids, after much debate, we settled on Starbursts or the perfect parade candy, because they're individual, you know, individually wrapped and won't get dirty. You know, the candy won't get dirty if you throw them. So we really thought this out. And I was a little nervous, but it went okay, you know, shaking hands along the route. But then I came to realize I was not the star of that particular contingent, because when you're married to an OBGYN, all I heard during that parade was, "Hi, Dr. Kreitlow. Hi," and people are holding up the babies that she had delivered. And by the end of it, my new staff person with the State Senate Democratic Committee, I think asked somewhat sincerely if I would consider letting her run in my place on the ballot. So never let it be said that working moms, you know, can't do a parade if and when you choose to.
I believe I have the skill set for it if and when it happens.
we are talking to State Assembly Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay. We will visit a bit more about what's happening in state politics, and we'll be joined a little later by Kristen Lyerly. All coming up. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll be right back.